Bonjour, Madames, AOC, Monsieur. Welcome to this convocation for a variety of faculties, including the engineering faculty. I have a point about that in a moment. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal, and we're awaiting the party that will lead into and fill up this stage behind you, or behind me, in front of you. The engineering faculty has done a remarkable thing in the last, I thought there was a hand raised. You see, if you're an academic and a hand goes up, you stop talking and you listen to the question, but they were selfing themselves, I guess, or me, I'm not sure. The point is that there is a brand new electronic device that's been produced by the engineering faculty. It hasn't been announced, and I have the prototype right here. And what it does, it has extraordinary facial recognition. I'll do the left-hand side, your right-hand side first. It then will describe where you live, and it will compute your CGPA as a group. 3.94. Well, let's try the right-hand side. I didn't know there was such a division in the audience. Well, you've been taught to be critical thinkers, and there's no point in discussing this. This is obvious nonsense, but the real point is that you're here today to experience, I think, a very nice ceremony. It will start with the new Chancellor, Michael Meehan, organizing things from the center throne over here in the middle of the stage. And there will be an honorary degree. This will be Marvin Korber, who will be getting an honorary degree for his service to the community and to McGill. And he will give the honorary doctorate speech. There will be two teaching awards that will be given, and that will take place. Some of these people you may know or may not, but it depends on your faculty. I would ask that you stifle your cell phones. Some of them are extremely loud and disagreeable. Others just vibrate. So do whatever you need to do so you would not interfere with anything that's going on in the program. And one last thing before the piper, whom I see waiting to come in, is take your cards, split them in half, put them in your hand, don't put them in a pocket. The first card goes to the reader, which will be as you come up the stage, and the second card will be over here on this side where you get your degree. You can hear the creaking and groaning of the piper. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party. Thank you, Professor Purdy, for leading us in the University Song. And Professor Purdy of the Schuller School of Music will be back at the end of the ceremony to lead us in the singing of the National Anthem. Madame la Principale, distinguished faculty, visiting delegates from sister universities, graduates, proud parents, friends, ladies and gentlemen. It's a huge privilege for me, a graduate of McGill and the father of two McGill alumni, to stand before you as your newly installed chancellor, and a particular pleasure to salute you, the graduating class of 2014. And I want to acknowledge your intelligence, your dedication, and your perseverance, because make no mistake, given the many distractions and hurdles that one must get over when pursuing higher education, it's no small feat to graduate from McGill, and you have every right to be very proud of your accomplishment. So well done. Je me remercie tout particulièrement mon prédécesseur et mon ami Arnold Steinberg pour ses efforts inlassables au service de l'université. Il incarne tout le meilleur de McGill et servira de modèle exceptionnel au chancelier novice que je suis. Le seul reproche que je puisse lui faire est d'avoir laissé des souliers bien grands à chausser. And speaking of big shoes to fill, you are very kind, Madam Principal, never to mention that I am the second non-resident chancellor in McGill's storied history of almost 200 years. But the first chancellor, who did not reside in Montreal, nevertheless had excellent training for the job, which is a claim that I certainly cannot make, and that was being Prime Minister of Canada. I refer, of course, to Sir Robert Borden. Now, as I said, being a McGill graduate is something quite special. It's no exaggeration to say that without your ongoing involvement, your involvement as alumni, McGill will not succeed in achieving its lofty goals. You are now and forever part of the family of one of the world's truly great universities. All of us, with great pride, were reminded of this only a few days ago. Dr. John O'Keefe was named the co-winner of the 2014 Nobel Prize in Medicine. McGill is an institution whose graduates have gone on, like Dr. O'Keefe, to shape a better Canada and a better world. I ask you to seek to emulate their example in the years ahead, and standing here on the McGill stage, I can't help but recall perhaps the words of McGill's greatest alumnus. I speak of Sir Wilfrid Laurier. Like you soon will, he walked across the McGill stage as a member of a graduating class. And also like you, Laurier was blessed with talents that could have taken him to the top in any number of fields. He could have been wealthy, but he chose public service instead. And near the end of his long life, and years after his terms as Prime Minister, he left young people with some advice. And I believe these words by Laurier are just as relevant today as when he spoke them almost 100 years ago. I ask you to consider them in the decades ahead. And if you do follow Laurier's path to service and give back to your community while working in your chosen profession, you'll discover, just as he did, that Quebec is worth it, Canada is worth it, and the world is worth it. I quote, "As for you who stand today on the threshold of life, with a long horizon open before you, let your aim and purpose, in good report and ill, in victory or defeat, be so to live, so to serve, as to do your part to raise even higher the standard of life and living." Once again, my warmest congratulations to you all. Merci.
Je voudrais maintenant inviter le professeur Suzanne Fortier, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill à s'adresser à l'auditoire.
V. Bienvenue aux finissants de 2014. Welcome to the graduating class of 2014. I'm joined here today by your families and friends, by our new chancellor, the chair of the board, our chancellor emerita, our governors emeriti, principal emeritus, by our distinguished honorary degree recipient, award recipients, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Savor today. Enjoy it. Celebrate. I also ask that you take a moment to remember all the people who have supported you in your studies. Today is a special day for them as well. Je vais demander qu'on allume les lumières, a bit more light, because I want to ask you, all graduates, to stand up. Please stand up. Just the graduates, turn around, look at all the people behind you, all your friends and supporters. Yes. They deserve a big round of applause, indeed. Thank you so much. You know, sometimes we take selfies, but we all know that most of the things we do in life, we don't do them by ourselves. We do them thanks to all the people who help us and support them. Now, I have to tell you that today is also bittersweet. You may not believe me now, but I think you are going to miss McGill. And you're going to miss going to classes. Maybe not just yet, maybe not today, but believe me, it will come. And I say this because one of the things I did when I returned to my alma mater last year was to attend classes. I just loved it. They were so wonderful. In fact, I could not wait for summer to be over so that I could return to one of my very favorite class, the Master Voice class in the Schulich School of Music. On the last day of class last spring, the professor said to me, "You've been here so often, it is like you are one of the students." I said, "Well, I don't think that is fair to the students. After all, I was just listening, enjoying the students' performance, just having a great time, doing no work." And in any case, I told him, "You would not want me to sing." He surprised me with what he said next. He asked me, "Can you breathe?" "Of course," I said. Then he said, "If you can breathe, you can sing." Now, don't worry, I'm not about to start singing today. But I do love the idea. If you can breathe, you can sing. If you can breathe, you have a voice. And this is my most important message and advice to you, class of 2014. You have a voice. Use it. You have a mind that knows how to learn. You have determination and you have talent. You have ideas of your own. Now use your voice to take these gifts into the world. Use your voice to share your knowledge with others. Use your voice to share their knowledge. Use your voice to ask questions. Use your voice to stand up for what you believe in. And use your voice to help other people find their voices. We are fortunate to have some excellent role model here with us today. As a tireless volunteer, Marvin Korber has used his voice, dedication, and vision to improving education and healthcare in Montreal. Our new chancellor, the Honorable Michael Meehan, made his voice and the voices of people across Canada heard during his 21 years in the Senate and beyond. And by teaming with another powerful voice, his wife Kelly, he has shown a deep commitment to youth at risk and to transformative powers of education and research. We are grateful and thrilled that they will use their voice to speak about and on behalf of McGill University. I'm not sure if any of these people will sing for us today, but I do know that they will use their voices to make a better world. Vous, les diplômés de 2014, vous joignez aujourd'hui à la grande chorale, la très belle chorale des diplômés de McGill. Et si votre alma mater vous manque, si les classes vous manquent, vous êtes toujours les bienvenus à votre alma mater. Revenez nous voir le plus souvent possible. Comme vous le savez, les portes vous seront toujours très grandes ouvertes. McGill est votre maison. And please keep in touch. We always look forward to hearing all of your voices in the days and years ahead. Félicitations.
Thank you, Principal Fortier. I now ask Professor Anthony Massey, McGill University's Provost, to present this year's winners of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. Good afternoon. The Principal's Prizes for Excellence in Teaching were created to recognize commitment to and accomplishments in teaching and learning at McGill. These prizes celebrate those among us who are exceptional in the demonstration of the qualities of outstanding pedagogical practice. The winners we honor today embody the best in teaching, supervising, advising, and mentoring at McGill, a university that prides itself both as being both research-intensive and student-centered. It is a great honor for me as provost, delegated by the principal to be the university's chief academic officer, to present this year's winners. I will ask each winner to walk to center stage and join Principal and Vice Chancellor Professor Suzanne Fortier as I call his or her name. Madam Chancellor, Professor Colin Clark, Chalk. This is not the first time that Professor Colin Chalk has been recognized for his excellence in teaching. Recipient of many awards at the faculty and departmental level, Professor Chalk received the Osler Award in 2009 as the teacher who, in the opinion of the senior class of medical students, had made the most outstanding contributions to their education. He also received the Department of Neurology's Teacher of the Year Award four times. Both his colleagues and students consider him to be not only a gifted educator, but also to be universally respected across a range of teaching experiences and settings, from classroom contexts with his acclaimed neurology unit to clinical environments in which he is committed to student success, and that student success translates into better patient care. As one colleague noted, three themes are consistently evident in Colin Chalk's teaching. The willingness to put an extra effort in to improve learning, genuine engagement with students as partners in the educational process, and a strong commitment to bring the clinic to the classroom and the classroom to the clinic. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you an outstanding teacher, Professor Colin Chalk, this year's winner of the Principal's Prize for Excellence in Teaching in the category of Associate Professor. Professor Nancy Mayo. Since her first appointment in professorial ranks at McGill University in 1993, Professor Nancy Mayo has received acclaim not only for her teaching in the field of physical therapy and rehabilitation sciences, but also for her stellar record in the supervision of graduate students. An amazing 85 students have been supervised by Professor Mayo and counting. Students praise her ability to teach in the, quote, encouraging, engaging, practice-based, and relevant way. She places emphasis on learning while doing. Professor Mayo's integration of teaching and research, her extensive mentorship, and a demonstrated educational leadership are also evidenced by her significant contributions to student learning. In the words of one student, Dr. Mayo is a spectacular educator. She was good at explaining what rehabilitation research was, superior at demonstrating how to conduct rehabilitation research, and great at inspiring me to do the best that I could. Another student remarked that Professor Mayo wanted to ensure that all of her students could, quote, make a meaningful contribution to the field by what they have learned in her classes. Professor Mayo's particular strength as a mentor is also recognized by colleagues and students alike. Dean David Eidelman remarked that she, quote, excels at supervising graduate students, but also at mentoring junior faculty members so that they, too, take educating students as seriously as she does. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present to you Professor Nancy Mayo, a great educator, supervisor and mentor, winner of the Principal's Prize for Excellence at the level of full professor.
Thank you, Professor Massey. I invite Professor Morty Yalofsky, Interim Dean of the Des Hôtels Faculty of Management, to introduce this year's winner of the Lifetime Achievement Award for Leadership in Teaching. Professor Yalofsky.
Madam Vice Chancellor, Mr. Provost, I present to you Henry Mintzberg, Professor of Strategy and Organization at the Des Hôtels Faculty of Management. Professor Mintzberg is one of the most influential thinkers in the area of management and business strategy. An alumnus of McGill, he rejoined the university as a professor in 1968 and holds the John E. Cleghorn Distinguished Teaching and Research Chair in Management Studies. Professor Mintzberg is recognized for challenging conventional perspectives and pushing the boundaries of management. He has dedicated much of the past two decades collaborating with colleagues from around the world on developing innovative approaches to management in education, approaches which are based on personal reflection and managers learning from one another through experience and knowledge. As the author of 17 books and nearly 160 research articles, Professor Mintzberg's work is widely acclaimed within the academic world and the broader community, and is studied by students the world over. So far, he has been awarded honorary degrees by 17 universities in 11 different countries. He's been named an officier de l'Ordre National de Québec, an officer of the Order of Canada. He was awarded the Prix de Québec, and he was the first member from a management faculty elected as a Fellow of the Royal Society of Canada. Always at the forefront of creating teaching methods, in a few months, he will launch a new massive open online course, or known as a MOOC, at McGill's called Social Learning for Social Impact. 2 months ago, he began tweeting. And he's combined tweets together with blogs, what he calls a TWOG, and currently he has a following of close to 2,000 individuals. Professor Mintzberg continues to make a lasting impact on our learning environment and is most deserving of the McGill University Lifetime Achievement Award for Leadership in Learning. Madam Vice Chancellor, Mr. Provost, I present Professor Henry Mintzberg.
It is now my pleasure to ask Ms. Anne Vroom, member of McGill University's Board of Governors, to present Mr. Marvin Korber, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Ms. Vroom.
Monsieur le chancelier, Madame la vice-chancelière, Monsieur le Président du Conseil des gouverneurs, j'ai le grand plaisir de vous présenter aujourd'hui un philanthropiste extraordinaire, un bénévole dédié et un grand ami de McGill depuis presque un demi-siècle. It is my pleasure to present to you Marvin Korber, a dedicated Montreal community volunteer, philanthropist and steadfast supporter of McGill University for half a century. Mr. Korber's lifetime of engagement spans sectors ranging from education to healthcare to community service. He has been a champion for fundraising efforts of many organizations, including the Canadian Jewish Congress, Mount Sinai Hospital, Sun Youth, and Centraide. He has given generously of his time to organizations such as the Canadian National Institute for the Blind, the McCord Museum, and the Jewish General Hospital. McGill has benefited even more from his volunteer work and his tireless efforts to improve the education provided for students and support to researchers. His relationship with McGill began in the 1950s when taking accounting courses in the evening. In the 70s, he joined the McGill Fund Council, starting what has become a remarkable track record of fundraising and volunteering on behalf of this university. Marvin Korber has been a valued member of McGill's Board of Governors from 1992 to 2002, and he is now an emeritus governor. He has served on the Montreal Neurological Institute Advisory Board and has played an integral role in building relationships with donors and new supporters of the university as a member of the McGill 21st Century Fund. More recently, during the university's historic campaign McGill, Mr. Korber served as a key member of the Executive Cabinet and chaired the Bequests and Planned Gifts Committee that secured an unprecedented level of support. In 2008, Mr. Korber and his wife established the Harriet and Marvin Korber Family Fund for Student Support, which provides professional development opportunities for students in the Desautels Faculty of Management. Marvin Korber is a highly respected consultant at the Montreal firm of RSM Richter and has found yet another outlet for his boundless philanthropic talents by serving as chair of the Richter Charitable Foundation. As he has been known to say, fundraising is my second career, but most people would say it is my first. He has been recognized with numerous honors and awards for his extraordinary level of engagement, including the President of Israel Award, the Bernard M. Bloomfield Award, and the Samuel Bronfman Medal, as well as our very own McGill Alumni Association's highest honor, the Award of Merit. In 2002, in recognition of more than 40 years of dedicated community service, Mr. Korber was made a member of the Order of Canada. Sir Winston Churchill once said, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give." Marvin Korber is truly the embodiment of these words. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Marvin Korber, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Laws, honoris causa.
He's very anxious. He's got a great message. Ladies and gentlemen, I now invite Dr. Marvin Korber to deliver his convocation address. Dr. Korber.
Mr. Chancellor, Madam Principal, Mr. Chairman of the Board, and fellow graduates, I begin by saying how very proud I am to receive this singular honor from McGill, one of our country's finest universities, and how delighted I am to be sharing this day with all of you who are about to graduate from our great institution. In April of this year, I received a phone call from Dr. Forche. We had spoken several times in the past, and I assumed it would be another pleasant business-as-usual conversation. After a brief chat, Dr. Forche told me that she had a particular reason for calling. It was to advise me that McGill wanted to grant me an honorary doctorate and to ask me whether I would accept. There were a few seconds of silence at my end, which is fairly unusual for me. Anyone who knows me will tell you that I'm generally not at a loss for words, but that day I was. A moment later, I found my voice, accepting the honor and expressing my gratitude to be so recognized. Then came the challenge, especially for someone like me who loves nothing better than telling a good story. I could share the news with only my immediate family, no one else, until the honor was officially announced. And how long will I have to keep this news under wraps, I asked. Not long, Dr. Forte assured me. Only 5 or 6 months. Not weeks, months. I promised her that my lips would be sealed, little realizing what a monumental task it would be for a storyteller like me not to tell the biggest, most gratifying story of his life. 2 months later, the university eased up a little and let me know that I could share my news with very close friends. That was some consolation, but I continue to keep the secret from most people that I know. And talking about secrets, there is one other secret, an old one, that I feel compelled to share. Truth be told, I do not have an undergraduate degree from McGill. Let me tell you about it. The year was 1949. I had just completed first year at McGill in the Faculty of Commerce and was accepted as a summer intern at a Montreal accounting firm. Near the end of August, before the start of the school term, I knocked on the door of the managing partner to let him know that I would soon be returning to McGill. I wanted to thank him for the opportunity given to me by the firm. The man was formidable, legendary for his uncompromising standards. After I finished my speech, he looked up from his desk and said, "Where did you ever get the idea? We hired you as a summer student. We hired you to work here permanently." He proceeded to convince me to do exactly what he had done, to finish my studies in McGill's evening program while continuing to work at the firm. I took his advice reluctantly. I studied at night and became a chartered accountant, but did not receive my undergraduate degree. So I stand before all of you today to let you know that after some 60-odd years, I still remain a McGill undergrad. And that might just be a record breaker. That decision, however, brought good luck. For I became, at age 26, the youngest person in the history of the firm, then known as Richter, Usher, and Weinberg, to be admitted to partnership. I then went on to become managing partner of that same firm, now known simply as Richter, a firm that today ranks among the top 10 in Canada. With that said, you can perhaps better understand what it means to me to receive my parchment from McGill today. It's customary on such occasions to offer some advice to one's fellow graduates. I have thought long and hard about what I might share with you that hasn't already been offered so well and so often. Previous recipients have very eloquently covered the bases, talking of the future, the opportunities that our lives promise, to be bold, to hold to your vision, to find strength in failure, to strike new paths, and always, always to give back to the community that has supported you. These themes can never be repeated too often, and the exploration of each one could fill an entire afternoon. I don't want to take that much of your time. I know that there will be a lot of celebrating waiting beyond these doors, so I'll try to keep it short. Let me tell you one more story. It was 1986. I was chairing a fundraising campaign for a nonprofit organization and canvassing our campaign's regular donors to secure their ongoing commitment. Most people who do this kind of volunteer work are busy with many other responsibilities and often have to build their relationships with donors from only one or two brief telephone conversations. My work days were packed solid, but I decided that a phone call just wouldn't cut it. It's not that I had to meet personally with the donors to explain some brilliant new strategy. It was simply that I was more comfortable sitting in the same room with the people I was canvassing, getting to know them a little better. One donor stood out from all the others. He welcomed me into his office, but before I could sit down and make my pitch for the cause, he held up his hand. "Mr. Korber, I want you to know right away that I am forced to cut the amount of my gift for this year." He sat down, he leaned back in his chair, looking uncomfortable as he explained how his business in the past year had faced a number of challenges. When he had finished speaking, I said, "First of all, if you're cutting your gift, I fully understand. People do have setbacks. It's part of life, and I accept your decision. But that's not the only reason I'm here. What I really want to do is to say thank you for all the support you've provided over so many years. It's made a big difference in the lives of so many people." The gentleman looked a little surprised and a little curious and leaned forward in his chair. I went on, "Since I'm here, may I explain to you some of the differences in this year's campaign and how they will strengthen our ability to deliver necessary services." He smiled and motioned for me to continue. A few moments later, he interrupted me. "You know, you're the first chairman who ever came to see me. I've always been canvassed over the phone." I said, "That's not my style, and at your level of giving, you're entitled to know where your money is going." I offered a few examples of new initiatives that I thought would resonate with him and explained the impact they would have. When I left, he thanked me for coming and repeated how badly he felt having to reduce his gift. "I hope you'll understand." And I said, "I more than understood," and told him I hoped that next year he would be in a position to reinstate his customary gift. Early the next morning, I got a call from that same gentleman. His tone was serious. "Marvin, I appreciated your visit yesterday, but I haven't slept all night." I thought, "Oh no, what have I done?" And he continued, "I was impressed with what you said, and even more impressed that you actually took time away from your business to come here. But I have to say, there was something else that struck me about our conversation." He paused on the phone as though he were searching for the right words. I had a sinking feeling. Okay, here it comes. He continued, "While you were here, something told me that you were just maybe a little disappointed that you and the campaign would be taking a hit. I was totally surprised he had so readily recognized my disappointment. I said, I have to be honest, you're absolutely right. There was a moment in our conversation when I was feeling somewhat disappointed, but I thought I had kept that reaction well hidden. He chuckled and said, it wasn't all that obvious, but it was there in your body language. I'm pretty good at reading people, and I saw it right away. That disappointment stuck with me all night. So this morning, I decided that not only am I going to maintain my gift, but because you took the time to visit me, I'm going to increase it by 10%. That one meeting taught me a lesson that I've carried with me to this day. Spending time with people in the same room, face to face, can make a greater difference to how things turn out than just about anything else you can do. I'm sharing this story with you because I think it's important for anyone who is hoping to build relationship in this digital world of ours. We live and work in circumstances that are in many ways vastly different from 1986 when I sat in that donor's office. Finding the time to share an in-person moment can begin to feel like a luxury, or even worse, a waste of time. But it isn't. In fact, spending time with people, connecting with them in a personal way, will often be one of the most important things you can do to achieve your goals. Real face time is not some tool you can buy online or some strategy you can master that will speed communication. Quite the opposite. Spending time with people is low-tech, and outcomes are unpredictable. But these encounters, like the one I just told you about, brim with opportunity. When they go well, they are the stuff that opens up unimagined possibilities. It's often in those intimate moments that you may do your very best work and have the greatest impact. That donor of years ago had read my body language like a book. He picked up information that would never have been available to him had I canvassed him by phone, or to borrow from today's vernacular, had I emailed, tweeted, or texted him. It may seem strange that in our increasingly complex and busy world, important decisions can still hinge on a shrug, on eye contact, or some unconscious gesture. But those subtle messages actually raise the stakes and challenge everyone who is present. If we don't nurture those personal communication skills, if we don't invest in human interaction, we may find ourselves in a world that is a little less clear, a little less compelling, and a little less cohesive. In 1986, I decided not to rely on my phone or on a typed message from my secretary, and I'm glad about that. At the time, the decision didn't seem terribly momentous, but in the end, it made all the difference. So here's my advice to all of you. Get out from behind your desk, put down the social media paraphernalia for a while, and find the time to sit in the same room as the people with whom you want to work. It might take an hour more than you had planned, but it will offer you untold rewards. That extra hour will allow you to understand people, to learn from them, and to touch their hearts. In closing, I encourage you to pursue your dreams with vigor. Don't be afraid to take risks, which can result in unexpected opportunities. You may not always succeed, but you will grow from the experience. And success, when it finally arrives, will be all the more sweet. It will fill you, as it has filled me here today, with enormous satisfaction and profound gratitude. Good luck, bonne chance, and thank you.
Well, you can see that Anne Broom was not exaggerating at all in her introduction of Dr. Korber, and thank you, Doctor, for that very insightful address.
Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. Je fais appel au vice-principal exécutif, le professeur Anthony Massey, pour commencer la procédure formelle.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. McGill's fall convocations are university-wide ceremonies where graduates from many faculties come together as one. This afternoon, I am pleased to invite students graduating from the faculties of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Dentistry, Engineering, Management, Medicine, and the School of Continuing Studies for the conferral of their degrees, diplomas, or certificates. This is a truly joyous event in a university's cycle of life, particularly at McGill, where we have such talented and accomplished students. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first university degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a university degree keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Let me repeat, no university degree, remove the hat, get capped. Already have a university degree, keep the hat on and get tapped. Parents, friends, and students themselves will be pleased to know that unless you arrived late for this ceremony, the capping and tapping will be done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is given to students by the dean or delegate as they leave the stage and have a photo taken. You may have seen some students in the audience wearing red and white scarves. All self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at the convocation, later in the community, and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white for those getting a diploma or certificate. The feather on the scarf has two meanings, respect for the person and marking an amazing or special event. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to and respect for the land on which we live, and the turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations and respect for diversity. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste officielle des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. By tradition, for each faculty, we begin with students receiving graduate degrees, followed by students obtaining undergraduate degrees, and for continuing studies, certificates, or diplomas. I now invite Professor Emeritus Bruce Shore to introduce the graduates and for the deans of the faculties or their delegates to present the diplomas. Congratulations, class of 2014. Félicitations.
For degrees in the Faculty of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, Doctor of Philosophy in Bioresource Engineering, Winnie Routre. For With a degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Food Science and Agricultural Chemistry, Paula Vanessa Guerra Quiroz. Soo-yun So. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Human Nutrition, Laura Andres Rossi Goujon. Sudha Venkat Ramanan. The degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Parasitology, Elizabeth Louise Lancharos. For the degree of Master of Science in Animal Science, Ricardo Sanchez Chavez. Mohammed Rezwan Azam. Adeline Sarah Clifford. Ariane Queto Bergner. Rebecca Dada. Conrad Flachek. Marish Gaj. Genevieve Grenon. Alexander D. Lynch. Alexa Jane MacDonald. Lucas McCartney. Prem Marie Mehta. Gwendolyn Mangui Ngongban. Timothy Giles Pitt. Kanika Thakkar. For the degree of Master of Science in Food Science and Agricultural Chemistry, Audrey Brown. Wang. For the degree of Master of Science in Food Science and Agricultural Chemistry, Food Safety, Naham Irani. Amanda Mayfeng Lo. Annick Marie Besso for the degree. Kate Marie Sinclair. For the degree of Master of Science in Plant Science, Marie-Pierre Aubin. Marie-Josée Nicole Cardinal. Martina Alexandra Glatowska. Prabhjot Singh Nanda. For the degree of Master of Science in Applied in Human Nutrition, Christine Makla. Emma Violeta Puente Duran. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Agricultural and Environmental Sciences in Agricultural Economics, Lufeng Gao. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Agricultural and Environmental Sciences in Agro-Environmental Sciences, Jimmy Patrick Downey. Vincent Fétreau. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Agricultural and Environmental Sciences in Environment, Alexander Chilon Chang. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Agricultural and Environmental Sciences in Life Sciences, Biology, and Agriculture, Audrey K. Hui Min Hasegawa. Eliana Vanapatis, First Class Honors in Life Sciences and Dean's Honor List. For the degrees of Bachelor of Science in Food Science and Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Science, Liliana Dimitrova Kiricheva, also receiving a Bachelor of Science in Nutritional Science. Is that Lazarek? Doesn't matter. Oh, 2 degrees. Margaret Lazarek, also receiving a Bachelor of Science in Food Science and in Nutritional Science with distinction. Marasco. Sabrina Marasco. Haley Lauren Schreier. Ravine Raja Suganthadaj. For certificates and diplomas in the School of Continuing Studies, the Graduate Certificate in Accounting Practice, George Bustavellano. Okay. Anna Chelstov. Excuse me, Chelstovska. I got it. Angie Choi. Rados Ilyeva Dimitrova. Chun Zhang Fu. Yin Ying Fu. Antoinette Gattuso. Teresa Bick Van Huang. Isuman Echo Instiful. Daniel Kwong. Yinhong Yu. Susan Savvy Ross Liu. Kimberly Marshall. Maria Netak. Tatiana Safranova. Kei Tam. Adriana Audrey Wilson. Graduate Certificate in Leadership, Nancy Marie Girand. Anita Gunnison, Dean's Honor List. Shuang Li, Dean's Honor List. For the Diploma in Applied Finance, Jose Eugenio Ponce Aguirre. For the Diploma in Applied Marketing, Maria Jimena Camacho Suarez. Santiago Garzon Forero. Mohamed Insouli. Alessandro Scali. For the Diploma in Health and Social Services Management, Gauthier Marie Miao. For the Diploma in Human Resources Management, Catherine Liberta. Kimberly Dawn Payne. Vanessa Peters. Crystal Shattuck. Jean-Sébastien Villa. For the Diploma in Management in General Management, Mana Diakite. John Max Elias, the Jacob Jonker Memorial Prize. For the Diploma in Management in Internet Business, Diana Marcela Munoz Robayo. For the Diploma in Management in Marketing, Bijan Kiani. Forhad Nuaz Padel. For the Diploma in Public Relations and Communications Management, Charlotte Binou. Samantha Bishendale, Dean's Honors List. Jessica Dodge. Maria Egarova. Aaron Green. Genevieve Gandon, Dean's Honor List. Megan Jean Hudson, Dean's Honor List. Mathilde Yali Bocage. Camille Cassisi Monet, Dean's Honor List. Vanessa Kushta. Kellyanne McDougall. Amanda Pearl Meltzer. Alexander Yip, Dean's on her list. For the Diploma in Public Relations Management, Andrea Fraschioni. Talia Laura Noya, Dean's Honor List. Joyce Valbuena. For the Certificate in Applied Marketing, Andrew Casey. Richardson Joubert. Tharasan Markandu. Rabina Alia for the Certificate in Health and Social Services Management. Cindy Merritt. For the Certificate in Human Resources Management, Keith Lemoine, the Honda St. Rose Award. Tejinder Minhas. For the Certificate in Marketing, Mathieu Aubery. Mazen Beydoun. Amélie Normando. For the Certificate in Public Relations, Sophie Charret. Andrea Croxon. Jude Ferris. Annie Kebnayan. Justin Richard Robert. Carolina Joyce Sullivan. Christine Tourigny, Dean's Honor List. For the Certificate in Public Relations and Communications Management, Renata Georgina Suzanne Betts. Vanessa Caruso. Michael Filion. For the Certificate in Translation in English to French, Francine Leclerc. Sabrina Ragab. Laurent Cédric Tantot, Dean's Honor List. Andres Felipe Garcia. Samodan. for the certificate in translation in French to English, Karil Samodai. Certificate in proficiency English for professional communication, Amal Afane, Dean's Honor List. Jean Allen Aranda and Ciso. Mirvat Bashir. Emil Latif Banoub. Emil Gelly de Villa Gonzalez. Maria Soledad Bueno. Ana Milena Delgado Glenn. Brahim El Fadil. Aurelien Ayanja Du. And Mustafa Lamrani. Maria Cristina Linhares Sereno Schultz. Erica Martins Bessa Coelho, Dean's Honor List. Haiyu Mu. Ti Hong Han Nguyen. Giovanna Jenny Ortiz Ima. Hassan Ukel. Fanny Andrea Perez. Elena C. Rivera. Sergio Roballo, Dean's Honor List. Carolina Rubiano Garcia. Luz Dari Rugueles. Luz Yanet Sabogal. Oscar Javier Sanchez. Leonardo Bruno Silva. Manuel Valdivia Lecaros. Claudio Andres Vasquez Ramirez. For the Certificate of Proficiency in English Language and Culture, Abdelmajid Adam. Iman Saleh Al-Zahrani. Farj Ali Al-Sharf Arhoma. Benjamin Bratt, Dean's Honor List. Andee Marie Camara. Khalid Shaham El Talbani. Okay. Rita Lashfubi. Raisa Leblanc, Dean's Honor List. Adriana Lucia Merlano Fanelli. Alafi Asker Mohammed Omran. Jihan Razdala. German Eduardo Triana. Dan Wu. Samana Salek Esfahani. Kyung Il Won. For the Certificate of Proficiency in French Language and Culture, Callie Beryl Blank. Olena Kuvila. Carrie Lambert. Kai Yaswi. Four degrees in the Faculty of Dentistry, the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Dental Sciences, Nora Nader Makansi. For the degree of Master of Science in Dental Sciences, Ahad Shahid Ahmed. Ahmed Ibrahim Al Subaya. Four degrees in the Faculty of Engineering, the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Architecture, Jonathan William Powers. Olivier Valeron. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Chemical Engineering, Qi Zhang. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Civil Engineering, Ali Akbari. Okay. Basanta Kumar Biswal. Julianne Hartel. Sivash Isasadeh. Mehrdad Mahoutian. Myung-ho Yo. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Electrical Engineering, Mahmoud Muminul Islam Chi. Leonardo Jimenez Rodriguez. Zha Li. Mm-hmm.
Saida Sultana. Sharam Tabande. Qing Zhang. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Mechanical Engineering, Shaheen Amiri. Amir Borna. Ahmad Amr Sadek. Sarah Cheyenne Amin. Benjamin Walter. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Mining and Materials Engineering, Denise Sultan Aydin. Ryan Goodfellow. Luis Montiel Petro. Christoph Steli. For the degree of Master of Architecture in Architectural History and Theory, Maria Valentina Davila. Kelvin Waiho Kung. Matvey Alex Panov. Alma Tralo. For the degree of Master of Architecture in Cultural Mediations and Technology, Osama Katan Al-Sahel. Robin Wilcox. For the degree of Master of Architecture in Professional Architecture, David Stephen Cameron. Robert Russell Hartree. Philippe Lafleche. Genevieve Leclerc. Andrew Richard Lockhart. Simon Lucier. Nina Radostinova Mihailova. Mohamed Fuzi Wadi. Carly Eileen Rouault. Brandon Stern. Felimon Carlo Aquilada Tadeo. Stephanie Valliere. Andrea Monique Vickers. For the degree of Master of Architecture in Urban Design and Housing, Joelle Khoury. Mingyu Liu. Haley Elizabeth Martin. Sanjivan Tharmaratnam. Zara Zarabi. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Aerospace Engineering, Natalia Larea Brito. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Chemical Engineering, Louis-Julien Briggs. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Civil Engineering, Adam Badran. Carolyn Ann David. William Jacob Farrell. Jacob Wesley Hertz. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Electrical Engineering, Golnaz Gaudusipur. Yifan Chi. Kishore Ramaswamy. Guanwei Wang. Hancheng Xu. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Mechanical Engineering, Daniel Armstrong. Angela Badrier. Emily Frances Gogarty. Yu Hao. Amanda Starr. Svi Sadok. Jin Zhu. For the degree of Master of Urban Planning, Sarah Megan Albinger. Simone Chauvet. James Edward DiPaolo. Alana Louise Felt. Kimberly Fissani. Marion Gale. Ellen Jesusius Rodriguez. Edwin Peter Horton. Kayla Brianne Colbert Pagliacchini. Marita Susanti Selvaraja. Colin Stewart. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Chemical Engineering, Rasul Abdullahi. Carl Samaha. Contura Kim Tremblay Parado. Aisha Jade Fording. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Civil Engineering, Jacob F. Fenno. Douglas Young-Duke Joseph Mizutani. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Computer Engineering, Surbhi Gupta. Yicheng Shen. Youssef Al-Taher. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Electrical Engineering Regular Program, Patrick Ben Sabat. Alan Chan. Abulfazi Emanu. Derek Ian Engel. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Materials Engineering Co-op Program, Rohi Bhutta. Anthony Khoury. Zhongwan Luo, Distinction. Maxime Delmar. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Mining Engineering Co-op Program, Tianru An. Eric Thomas Belfleur. Ian Alexander Bjornsson. Sean William Daniel Bracken. Matthew Thomas Quigley. Tasneem Sumaita Rahim. Julian Ramirez II. Rudy Riseco. I'm sometimes given messages that I don't pick up clearly. I apologize. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Architecture, Chloe Felicia Blumer. For the degree of Bachelor of Software Engineering, Matthew Lawrence Goulet. For degrees in the Desertel Faculty of Management, the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Management, Yan Wang. For the degree of Master of Business Administration in Management, Benjamin Burdell. Pablo Canepa Casillas. Ryan Hopps. Nicholas Eli June. Larate Conde. Santiago Larate Conde. J. Tyler Nyman Mintz. Matthew Ronald. Ariel Lionel Sacramento. Jeremy Watso Kunwaye. Scott Weatherhead. For the degree of Master of Management and International Masters for Practicing Managers, Sergio Flores Guimarães. Judith Ann Horrell. For the Graduate Diploma in Public Accountancy, Tara Balevi. Amanda Rita Bulgarelli.
Eidinger.
Samantha Eidinger, the C. Douglas Miller Prize. Stephen Fox. Anthony Manny Harris. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Accounting, Meng Chen Chen.
Harry's?
Laura Elizabeth Harries, Dean's Honor List. Kevin Jay. Oren Nahum, Dean's Honor List. Yihan Pei.
Suarez or Suarez? Suarez.
Cassandra Brooke Suarez. Barbara Arhamatulaye Ture. Linda Wang. For degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics, Jean-Marcel Loret. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Finance, Magid Awad, with distinction. Rabiatu Balde, with distinction. Edouard Belong, with distinction. Kendra Bowie. Yang Zhang, Dean's Honor List. Junsup Lim. Fatima Mullick.
Jonathan or Jonathan?
Jonathan Louise O'Hanna. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in General Management, Zara Abdulmajid Alzira. Maria Mercedes Armenteros Menendez. Jordana Ariel Cohn, Dean's Honor List. Josiane Samira Ulrika Jafur. Koteki Cleo Inaba. Emily Danielle Keating. Aram Alice Kim. Panina Kimani. Paula Rusu. Curcio. Priyang Kumar Solanki. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in International Management, Bertha Chan.
Andrea
Caitlin Das Vachorek, Dean's Honor List. Gregory Frank with distinction.
That's Laurent?
No.
Okay.
Camille Alexia Laurent. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Marketing, Nurhan Hamada Abu El-Linin with distinction. Valerie Dalle-Vedove.
Chernovsky?
Mm-hmm. Ekaterina Anatolyevna Chernovsky. Four degrees in the Faculty of Medicine, the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Epidemiology, Martin Elbejani. The degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Experimental Medicine, Yasaman Agazadeh. Erin Isabel Lafferty. Mm-hmm. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Experimental Surgery, Mohamed Webe. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Human Genetics, Bahare Hekmatnejad. Rabia Tahir Khan. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Neuroscience, Jean-François Dano. Marcio Luis de Paula.
We're just going to pause till we get a mop out here again. Why don't we put those on the put these on the side? I can't bend it. Okay. We need a mop. Yeah.
We're just pausing. The flowers come with water. The flowers are safe. The water is not on the stage. So we're just going to wait a minute.
Okay, can you go around?
Nadja Houri, Dean's Honor List, also receiving a diploma in management. Megan Mahabir. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Nursing, Vasiliki Pitsas. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Pharmacology, Maria Florencia Yulita. Gurpreet Kaur Manku. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Physiology, Alona Rochenko. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Rehabilitation Science, Michel Elgi Hébert. Sarah Elizabeth Saunders. For the degree of Master of Science in Biochemistry, Devin Patrick Merkley. For the degree of Master of Science in Biostatistics, Irena Pochvisneva. For the degree of Master of Science in Cell Biology and Anatomy, Paul Hugues Guillaume Simon. Please wait a minute. We're going to clean up. Careful, the broken glass.
Broken glass down there now. And behind your foot. No. Okay, thank you very much.
For the degree of Master of Science in Epidemiology, Sylvie Sim Lan Leung Yinko. For the degree of Master of Science in Experimental Medicine, Adelina Andrea Artini. Numela Bader Aspa. Pani Badran. Kenny Chatur. Alexandra Marie Dimmer. Michael Faludi. Vasiliki Natalie Rahimzadeh. Genevieve Gabrielle June Redstone. Evangeline Seganati. Anwar Mustafa M. Shams. Medium Song. Bassam Mohammed Toima. Craig Nicholas Winters. For the degree of Master of Science in Experimental Surgery, Fahad Aid Al-Otaibi. Abdullah Fadel Al-Sheri. Krista Zaidan. For the degree of Master of Science in Human Genetics, Shahada Anani. Allison Brebner. Heather Margaret Duncan. Nisreen Samir Ibrahim. For the degree of Master of Science in Medical Radiation Physics, Philip Peter Novosad. For the degree of Master of Science in Microbiology and Immunology, Nirmin Al-Sahafi. For the degree of Master of Science in Neuroscience, Matthew Pekinko. For the degree of Master of Science in Pharmacology, Yi Tao. For the degree of Master of Science in Psychiatry, Alexandra Marion Stewart Blair. Sahar Sajadi. For the degree of Master of Science Applied in Communication Sciences and Disorders, Claudette Georgia Aloysius. Caitlin Begg. Rachel Blakeney. Raphael Curis. Rachel Delves. Carla Himmelman. Claudia Ann Hogan. Roxana Yuliana Ibrahim. Roberta Conan. Emily Tate Mans. Leanne Rochelle Morier. Elizabeth Rose Murphy. Eugenie Préfontaine. Leanne Rebner. Melissa Reed. Emily Ann Elizabeth Treasure. Vanessa Vaccaro. Philip Warlock. Emma Jean Wells. Emily Catherine Wood.
One of those, please. Otherwise, I don't know who you are. Chappelle.
For the degree of Master of Science Applied in Occupational Health Sciences, Marie Chappelle.
Reza.
For the Graduate Diploma in Clinical Research, Reza Fallah. Rubina Mustafa. Ahmed Ratab. Sharadindu Kanti Sinha. For the degree of Doctor of Medicine and Master of Surgery, Melissa Julie Lavecchia. For the degree of Bachelor of Nursing, Amélie Dagenet Campbell. Lauren Thomas.
Vallejo.
Salome Vallejo. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Nursing, Stephanie Avery, the Evelyn Rock Melowney Prize in Nursing, the Pearson Education in Canada Book Prize, and Dean's Honor List. And now you can go. Lana Baudouin. Candice Rosemarie Bellil. Mylène Boulay-Turcotte, with distinction.
Sarah
Jean Bowden.
Oops, sorry.
Stephanie Alejandra Cabrera. Brunelli Cardona España, with distinction. Lea Carl Hebert. Winnie Chan.
Chaudhary.
Amara Chaudhary. Alexandra Chiasson. In Kyung Choi. Kenny Chung Kao Chong. Brianne Jenna Coughlin. Annie Coulter, distinction and the Anne Marie Fong Hum Memorial Prize. Megan Andrea Daou. Kayla Jasmine DeLeon Miller. Vanessa Giuliana Di Schiavi, with distinction. Patrick Durand. Sheila Evele. Lori Yakwa Fong. Emeline Audrey Fontaine, with distinction. Louise Forrest O'Reilly. Caitlin Bristol Foster, with distinction. Sai Fukamizu. Catherine Gibault, with distinction. Corinne Goyette, Dean's Honor List. Ihor Antoliovich Grechkovsky. Christine Chantal Guerrero. Emily Celine Marie Hacker, with distinction. Joanne Howe, with distinction. Joanna Brooke Harkness, with distinction. Maylin Carolina Hernandez Carreno. Catherine Anne Etude, Dean's Honor List. Nicole Hung, distinction. Rebecca Elizabeth Huang. Lauriane Jolino. Tisa Karunan Matan, Dean's Honor List. Daria Kosareva. Brian Reginald Landry. Frédéric Daniel Legaré. Noam Lapid. Sarah Lawrence. Melody Ming-Yuk Lee. Nam-Hyun Lee. Levac. Natalie Annette Levac, with distinction. Enning Lim, with distinction. Tyler Michael Lorenz. Don Lucas. Thidan Tan Lu. Joanna Linsdale. Justin Mans. Stephanie Jacqueline McLeod. Felipe Mena. Emma Milson Taylor. Mm-hmm. Naomi Elizabeth Mapinga. Boisson Sai Mavutu. Tyler Richard Nadeau. Rebecca Jane Newman. Dahung Dai. Tuhong Guyen Ngo. Okay. Catherine Guyen Hui. Michelle Orsini, Dean's Honor List. Juliana Otiwa Ampadu. Cassandra Elena Palangowitz. Dipti Patel. Adrienne Pépin. Lori Pichette Ore. Fanny Pansino Bourgeois with distinction. Reyes. Giselle Ashley Reyes. Emily Ryu. Lori Russo, Dean's Honor List. Christina Rosenseva.
Salvay.
Marie-Ève Salvay. Mihaela Claudia Secara. Tarlan Sharifi. Jessica Stevens with distinction. Vivian Waisan Sun. Laura Emanuel Taylor Kuvmwaye. Trong Hoi Tran. Kalai Lillian Tse with distinction. Sarah A. Uppal. Jennifer Wu. Chang Zhu, Dean's Honor List.
Thank you, Professor Shore. Would the graduating class please rise? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Congratulations to you. I invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Strobel, to read the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Tout que nous venions et où que nous allions, humble et plein d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
To conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem, in which I hope you'll all join in.